Hello, my name is Logan. You're listening to the Logan Parham Show on Hawk Radio. Coming up after a few minutes, we have Anime of the Week, College Life Stories, a motivational advice for the next hour. That was one of my favorite lo-fi tracks. You're listening to the Logan Parham Show on Hawk Radio, the official Hillsborough County Community College in Tampa, Florida. Today we're doing Anime of the Week a little differently. We're going to do it a little differently today. Instead of just doing anime, we're going to talk about anime foods. Anime foods, people. There are many hidden gems around the Tampa area that relate to Japanese anime food. Because, I mean, what's better than to watch anime than with some sushi rice? Or even just some rice? A few shout-outs I'd like to do today is All Asian Bistro, Mangosteen, or just do an anime and stay home and chill with some sushi. Or even go to Publix or Sam's Club. When I talk about anime, I haven't really got into it much yet. But I will say, I remember a few months back, I watched Dragon Ball, like the original one. It was really interesting how the story of it. I'm not going to spoil much, but for all my Dragon Ball fans out there, you're getting your time in the spotlight. Personally, I like how, I think the most, definitely the thing we can agree on is Dragon Ball made a huge impact. Akira Toriyama made a huge impact on the anime and manga communities and in the industry itself even. I think we can both agree, as a collective individuals, that if it wasn't for Akira Toriyama, Dragon Ball wouldn't exist. We owe him a great debt for all the anime fans out there. I wanted to personally thank, though, Audi Asian Bistro, my workplace, for helping me make my dreams and possibilities reality. I also want to thank Michael's Arts and Crafts there in the same plaza for supplying me with all my art supplies. I want to just take this moment to thank everyone who's helped me on my journey. If you know any good sushi places, you can reach out to me whenever I'm on campus and tell me, hey, here's a good sushi place you could try. I think one of the things that unite us the most is common grounds. That's how you make friends and stuff. Well, coming up, we have, after the lo-fi music break, we have College Life Updates. This is where you get a sneak peek of what's happening in my personal life. This is the Logan Parham Show, coming to you live from Hawk Radio, the official radio station from Hillsborough County Community College in Tampa, Florida. Testing some music. I am back for another part of this podcast. This time, We're going to talk about some personal life stuff. Been doing good. Been staying on top of college. I've done lots of hard work. I've actually also working on a new art project for my stop motion series, for my stop motion art. It's called Magician Kaikaku. Kaikaku means radical change. It's essentially about a magician who has to save humanity from a skeleton plague. I'd like to also say that I've been doing really good with everything else. But the most important thing, I really want to share some of the stuff I've created too on air. We'll give you an idea what this project is and what it's about and how you can support it. Let's see how well this works.
Shot a beam of light into the sky, you'd be blown away. From the Great Wall of China to the Eiffel Tower, something extraordinary is happening. These iconic structures are erupting with dazzling beams of mystical energy, painting the night sky with vibrant colors. It's as if the ancient magic hidden within these landmarks has finally awoken. Picture standing at the base of the pyramids of Giza, eyes wide as a beam of golden light pierces the heavens. Or strolling by the Statue of Liberty, only to see a shimmering emerald ray burst forth. This phenomenon is sparking curiosity and wonder across the globe. People are gathering, cameras ready, hearts racing, eager to witness these magical moments. Could it be a sign from the ancient past or a glimpse into a mystical future? One thing's for sure, magic is real, and it's lighting up our world like never before. Darkness falls and the dead awaken. In the heart of a desolate graveyard, under the eerie glow of the moon, something stirs. A chilling whisper of ancient magic weaves through the air, and the earth begins to tremble. Slowly, a skeletal hand claws its way out from the cold, unforgiving ground. Bone by bone, the fingers stretch toward the surface, breaking free from their earthly prison. Centuries-old magic courses through the lifeless bones, reanimating what was once lost to time. The hand, now fully emerged, stands as a testament to the power of the unknown. The graveyard, once silent, now echoes with the promise of ancient secrets and untold stories. Beware, fantasy lovers, for in the dead of night, when shadows dance and the wind whispers, the boundary between life and death blurs. And sometimes, just sometimes, the dead don't stay buried.
And this is Magician Kaikaku. The whole thing that's surrounding my artwork right now. There are some things I would love to share with y'all. Some things I'd like to reveal. By the year 1000, by the year negative one, by the time the year turns to 0 AD, this is a time in history where it happens in an instant. All decade of the century happens. This leads to a time period being undateable by archaeologists. No one knows how this is possible. But in that time that was lost, there have been monuments that will be built or have been built. There's these mysterious magical reservoirs of magical energy inside them. It's unknown how these magical structures came about, but one thing's for certain, they came out of nowhere. Started to give out magical energy, and there was approximately 100 monuments around the world. When this energy comes into contact with humans, it gives them magical powers. Before it spread across the world, it was discovered by scientists, archaeologists. They were so afraid of its power getting into the hands of the people and the governments, they decided to hide it from the general public. A month or two passes, no one hears. Then people hear about it through, information leaking to the general public. When the general public realized what has been happening, what has happened, the world is turned upside down. The factions rise, the government scrambles, task forces begin to research the magic. Among the civilian factions, there's even schools that use magical energy. There's companies that search to further develop the use of magic for technology and for their own gains. Among the governments, there are secret barracks, military installations. The age of magic has begun. It's almost coincidental that these magical intervals were injured. The age of magic happens a few decades before catastrophe strikes. Skeletons appear, not normal to biology of planet Earth. And when the humanity has to fight a common enemy, it was quickly discovered how united humanity can become. These skeletons didn't come from biology or evolution or anything like that. No. It's still a mystery. It's like the skeletons, they're almost matterless. These skeletons are not dropping any kind of corpse. They are removed from existence when you extinguish the skeleton plague. You also cannot harvest any resources from these skeleton creatures. The magical powers are the only thing that can defeat the skeleton plague. You might be asking, what are my inspirations for this project? Where did I come up with this brilliant idea? The story that I have told so far. I thought I would add some inspiration from an anime and a video game. The anime is called Jujutsu Kaisen. It's an anime I am taking inspiration from. Dark Souls 1 is the video game. It was also confirmed to be the greatest video game of all time and awarded that award. Jujutsu Kaisen is where I get the magic stuff from, and Dark Souls 1 is where I got the skeletons from. When all of the effort and all the setup to this moment, I am proud to say it is official. I am working on Magician Kaikoku, a magician who has saved humanity from a skeleton plague. The road ahead will not be easy, I know, but it will be one to remember. So far, there's going to be an episode zero where I'm going to do pre-production on. I just wanted to say that it's been an honor. I have done many Top Motion projects before. I have come a long, long way from where I was. will be coming up next, a new section in our radio podcast, Film Talks. To share with y'all, this is Magician Kaikaku.
Alright, fantasy fans, gather round. The age of magic has taken a dark turn. No longer are the days of petty factions and trivial infighting. Now, humanity faces a common and terrifying foe. This is the tale of Magician Kaikaku, humanity's last stand. Picture it. The sun sets for the last time over a world drenched in magic. The skies darken, not just from nightfall, but from the encroaching shadow of an ancient and malevolent force. The once vibrant and diverse factions of magicians, warriors, and mythical beings now stand united, their differences cast aside. Their survival depends on it. At the heart of this struggle is Magician Kaikaku, a figure shrouded in mystery and power. Kaikaku isn't just a master of the arcane arts, he embodies humanity's last hope. His journey isn't just about wielding spells and incantations, it's about understanding the essence of magic itself and harnessing it to save a crumbling world. But let me tell you, Kaikaku isn't alone. Alongside him are characters you'll grow to cherish. There's Lysandra, the fierce warrior with a heart of gold. Her loyalty to Kaikaku is unwavering, and her skills in battle are unmatched. Then there's Elendor, the enigmatic elven archer whose arrows never miss their mark. His quiet wisdom and sharp eyes are crucial in the fight ahead. Throughout this epic tale, you'll witness breathtaking battles, heart-wrenching sacrifices, and moments of profound camaraderie. But what's most compelling is how each character evolves. They aren't just battling dark forces, they're confronting their own fears, doubts, and past mistakes. Each victory and defeat shapes them, making their journey all the more relatable and engaging. Humanity's last stand isn't just about survival, it's about hope. resilience, and the unbreakable bond between those who dare to fight against the shadow. It's a story that listens to the fans, one where the characters' struggles and triumphs resonate deeply with the audience. So buckle up, fantasy fans. Dive into the world of Magician Kaikaku and experience a tale where magic isn't just a tool, but a lifeline. Witness a story where every choice matters, every battle counts, and every character's fate is intertwined with the destiny of humanity. Thanks for watching, and remember, the age of magic may be dark, but it's in the darkest times that the light within us shines the brightest. Stay tuned for more epic sagas, and until next time, keep the magic alive.
That is the whole... I just used the ad, but... That's the whole pitch for my project. Or should I say, our project. The whole point of writing this story, I want to tell a story about, like I said, humanity's struggle to survive, that we don't have to keep fighting each other, that we can unite under a common cause and make the world a better place. Magician Kaikaku is not just a project, it is a dream. A dream that one day we could achieve what was once thought possible. World, not just world peace, but one planetary alliance. I want to say that, after this commercial break, we have coming up next, we have motivational advice, and then we will end the podcast episode for today. This is Logan Parham from the Logan Parham Show from Hawk TV News Radio at HCC Hillsborough County Community College. I'll be giving motivational advice in a few minutes.
Thank you.
College climb a test of your will. College. It's a whirlwind, exhilarating and overwhelming. It's a place where dreams are born and tested, where every step you take is a step towards your future. The journey is filled with highs and lows, moments of triumph and times of doubt. You're facing new challenges, new responsibilities. Each day brings a new set of tasks, from attending lectures to completing assignments, from participating in group projects to preparing for exams. It's a constant balancing act, and sometimes it feels like there's not enough time in the day. It's easy to feel lost, to question yourself. You might wonder if you're on the right path, if you're making the right choices. The pressure can be intense, and the fear of failure can be paralyzing. But these moments of uncertainty are a natural part of the journey. But remember this, you're not alone. Look around you. Every student you see is facing their own battles, their own moments of doubt. Together, you form a community, a support system. Lean on each other. Share your struggles and your victories. Every student faces moments of doubt. It's a universal experience, one that binds you to your peers. These moments of doubt are not a sign of weakness, but a testament to your courage. They show that you care, that you're invested in your future. The key is to push through, to keep moving forward, even when the path is steep and the obstacles seem insurmountable. Every step you take, no matter how small, brings you closer to your goals. Celebrate your progress, no matter how incremental it may seem, to find that inner drive. It's about tapping into your inner strength, your determination. It's about setting your sights on your goals and not letting anything deter you. Find what motivates you, what fuels your passion, and hold on to it. College is a test, not just of your knowledge, but of your spirit, your resilience. It's about more than just grades and academic achievements. It's about developing the skills and the mindset that will carry you through life. It's about learning to persevere, to adapt, to overcome. It's about discovering who you are, what you're capable of. College is a time of self-discovery, a time to explore your interests and your passions. It's a time to challenge yourself, to step out of your comfort zone, and to grow as an individual. It's about building the foundation for your future. The experiences you have, the lessons you learn, the relationships you build, all of these will shape the person you become. They will prepare you for the challenges and opportunities that lie ahead. And that, my friend, is worth fighting for. The journey may be tough, but the rewards are immeasurable. So keep pushing, keep striving, and never lose sight of your dreams. Your future is bright, and it's waiting for you to seize it. Eyes on the prize setting your compass. Motivation starts with a clear vision. What do you want to achieve? What are your dreams? Write them down. Make them tangible. Break down big goals into smaller, manageable steps. Each step completed is a victory. It fuels your motivation, keeps you moving forward. Remember, your goals are personal. Don't compare your journey to others. Focus on your own path, your own aspirations. Your mindset, your greatest tool. Your mindset is everything. It can be your greatest ally or your worst enemy. Choose wisely. Cultivate a positive outlook. Believe in yourself. You have the power to overcome any obstacle. Challenges are opportunities for growth. Embrace them, learn from your mistakes, and never, ever give up on yourself. Time, your most valuable asset. Time is precious. Don't let it slip away. Master the art of time management. Create a schedule that works for you. Prioritize tasks. Focus on what's important.
Learn to say no to distractions. Your time is your investment in your future. Remember, balance is key. Make time for studying, for socializing, for self-care. A well-rounded life fuels a motivated mind. Section 5. Obstacles, stepping stones to success. There will be setbacks. There will be failures. It's inevitable. But it's how you respond that defines you. Don't let setbacks derail you. View them as opportunities to learn and grow. Analyze what went wrong. Adjust your approach. Remember, every successful person has faced countless challenges. It's their resilience, their ability to bounce back, that sets them apart. Section 6, the power of connection, finding your tribe. You are not alone in this journey. Surround yourself with a supportive network. Connect with classmates, professors, mentors. Build relationships with people who inspire you, who challenge you to grow. Share your struggles, your triumphs. Celebrate each other's successes. Remember, the power of community is immense. It provides encouragement, guidance, and a sense of belonging. Section 7, celebrating the small wins, fueling years of hard work, dedication, and perseverance. It marks the end of one journey and the start of another. Graduation is not the end. It's a gateway to new opportunities, new challenges, and new adventures. It's a time to reflect on the past and look forward to the future with hope and excitement. It's just the beginning of a new chapter, a chapter filled with endless possibilities and potential. As you step out of the familiar confines of your campus, you step into a world brimming with opportunities waiting to be seized. The knowledge, the skills, the friendships, and the experiences you've gained during your academic journey are invaluable. They have shaped you into the person you are today and will continue to guide you in the future. The resilience you've gained, they will serve you well. Every challenge you faced, every obstacle you overcame has prepared you for the road ahead. You have learned to adapt, to persevere, and to thrive in the face of adversity. Go out there and make your mark on the world. Whether you choose to pursue further studies, start a career, or embark on a different path, remember that you have the power to make a difference. Chase your dreams with unwavering passion. Let your ambitions drive you, and let your passion fuel your journey. The road may be long and challenging, but with determination and hard work, you can achieve anything you set your mind to. Embrace the unknown with courage and confidence. The future is uncertain, but it is also full of promise. Take risks, explore new horizons, and never be afraid to step out of your comfort zone. Remember, the world is waiting for your unique talents, your contributions, your vision. You have the potential to create a positive impact, to inspire others, and to leave a lasting legacy. So go forth with confidence and make your mark on the world. Section 9, your journey, your victory. Your college journey is your own. Embrace the challenges, the triumphs, the lessons learned. Each step you take, each decision you make, is a part of your unique story. The late-night study sessions, the group projects, the moments of doubt, and the moments of clarity all contribute to your growth. It's a transformative experience that will shape you into the person you're meant to be. Stay motivated, stay focused, stay true to yourself. The friendships you form, the knowledge you gain, and the skills you develop will be invaluable. Remember, every challenge you face is an opportunity to learn and grow, and never, ever give up on your dreams. Obstacles may come your way, but they are not insurmountable. With determination and perseverance, you can overcome anything. Keep pushing forward, even when the path seems difficult. Your resilience will be your greatest asset. Remember, the power to achieve your goals lies within you. Believe in yourself. You've got this. Trust in your abilities and stay confident in your journey. Every small victory is a step towards your ultimate goal. Celebrate your achievements, no matter how small they may seem. Your journey, your victory awaits. The future is bright, and it's yours for the taking. Embrace it with open arms and a determined heart. Your hard work and dedication will pay off. This is your time to shine. Your journey, your victory is just beginning.
Thank you for watching the Logan Parham Show. This is Logan Parham from Hawk Radio, signing off.